Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Appreciate you so much for hanging out, spending part of your game day here with us as the Sacramento Kings take on the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. Mike Brown, we were a little questionable about his... I'll take that back. We were a little questionable about Mike Brown's rotations. Mike Brown was a little questionable about his rotations to start the season. And I wonder if the Kevin Huerter injury, the Kevin Huerter illness that took him out for a couple of games, I wonder if that and the need to play Keon Ellis, I wonder if that helped settle things down a little bit. Because we were coming off that situational rotation player line and you remove Kevin from the lineup, suddenly, all right, we've got a void to fill. Keon has done it. We get the, with all due respect, ridiculous Doug McDermott game. Well, Doug McDermott starts and plays all of 15 minutes before Mike realizes, yeah, this isn't going to work. We get another game where Kevin Huerter is ill. And we get Keon Ellis in the lineup. In the starting lineup, I should say. Obviously, he played a ton in the game Doug McDermott started. Maybe Mike has found his sweet spot. They just really do need to get Trey Lyles going. Or, maybe more appropriately stated, Trey Lyles really needs to get Trey Lyles going. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. My brother TC. What's happening, baby?
Sir D-Lo, what's up with my brother? Actually, what's up with my two brothers, man? It's you and Jesse. I know Kenny out. What's up, man?
We good, baby. We good, man. What's up with you?
Oh, just vibing, tapping in with the homies. Hey, just, I always got to call in D-Lo.
Appreciate
you. We scary, bro. Hey, look, we scary, man. You know what I mean? I know tonight this is a big test for us against the Clippers, but we scary, man. I'm seeing it. I already told y'all I've seen it. I see, and I'm going to keep calling in every day, man. Like, this team is going to be scary, bro.
I'm with it.
Trey Lyles, as soon as Lyles get his legs up during D-Lo, we're going to be fine. No trade needs to be made. I don't care. Unless we get like a Giannis, I'm cool, bro. Keep this team together. That's all I got.
Okay. I'm with it.
Who do you think TC would trade for Giannis?
Trey Lyles? I don't know, man. I don't know. But you know what's funny? It was on Hoops Hype and it was linked to the New York Post. There's already Giannis Knicks articles out there and it's very unlikely the Knicks are going to go after Giannis. Like, I love this game, man. This game is so funny.
What do you mean?
Because we talk about, like, Giannis hasn't asked for a trade. But these nonstop, like these, whether it's conversations on television, like I saw on the Bottom Line the other day, should Giannis ask for a trade? Will the Milwaukee Bucks trade Giannis Antetokounmpo? You get these articles written with team sources, knowledge is close to the New York Knicks say. What's Giannis supposed to do? Giannis just out here playing basketball for the Milwaukee Bucks, and there's all this noise about trades around him, trades that he hasn't asked for.
I wonder if behind the scenes, though, it's like, hey, don't say anything, but like Giannis could be, you know?
Could be. Or I say what I said before. If the Bucks want to do something, just trade him. We act like that can't happen. If you really think you need to trade a player, freaking trade him.
You can't just not tell him, though.
Why?
Because that looks bad on you as an organization. And yeah, it's not fair, but it does.
It does.
Your fans won't be happy about it.
Nah, it
does. Giannis can spin it away where it's all bad for you.
You kind of get, like, and that's where, you know, Kenny and I got into this argument about how this whole thing gets manipulated to where the team always takes the brunt of the criticism. Right? No matter how it's handled, like, the team is going to get killed for it because it's Giannis. I'm with TC, though, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday. I know, you know, we'll get there's other members of the Bucks. I know James really loves Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis was the third man yesterday for the Bucks. He was the guy who was able to get buckets besides Giannis and Dame. He was the only one. I think he had 19. What's up, Jay? What up, baby? Oh, man. Appreciate you. Oh, boy. Have a seat. Jay Farrell here. I told y'all he was coming in to hang out with us, man. Jay Farrell at the Punchline. Starting tonight. Jay, you on the live stream? We on the radio. Let me get your mic.
Oh, wow.
What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on with you? Live streaming on the radio. What's happening with you?
My
what's
man.
Going on?
See, that's the chatty house over there on the side. We just hanging out. You a big sports guy?
I haven't been. I mean, I love sports, but I barely get a chance to watch it like I would like to. You know what I mean? I mean, more football than basketball, though. You know, and I know the Rams are. They were suffering at first, but now you know they're kind of getting it together. I think we've won the last few games. I'll be moving, man.
Yeah, you're moving, man. You're one of the most sought after comedians out there. You still making the club? Still doing all these tours, man? I gotta imagine it's just because you love this.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's you know, making the world laugh is a duty and that God gives you. And if you get a chance to make somebody forget about whatever they're going through for at least, even if it's 5 minutes, you know what I mean? You've done your job. But, you know, luckily I get to do it for extensive periods of time, like an hour and some change.
No doubt.
So that's love. You know what I mean? So
what's harder, writing like a killer joke or perfecting that impression?
I mean, well, no impression is hard. So, I mean, I guess it's for me, I guess writing is, sitting down and writing itself is an arduous task. But most of the time I find a lot of the freestyles that I do on stage and stuff, those will end up, actually be in my writing sessions because it's more free flowing when you're on stage doing it. You know, when I'm sitting there trying to focus and concentrate, you know, sometimes I think it's a killer joke and I get on stage and be like, they ain't laugh like I thought they were going to. You know what I mean? So it always, you know, you never know what's going to happen up there.
Is that what helps you like evolve? Because I hear comedians talk about evolving the joke. Is it like hearing the reaction? On
absolutely.
I move this. I put this over here.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. It's it's a input output system, bro, like, you know, and it's a puzzle. Everything is a puzzle and you're trying to place the perfect pieces to make that puzzle beautiful. And one piece that doesn't fit, you know what I mean, can mess up the whole puzzle.
Given that, like, how difficult was it? Was it difficult on SNL? Because you don't really get to try that stuff. You don't really get to try that stuff out.
I mean, you do get to try it out, though. I mean, we have three runs, you know what I mean? You got dress rehearsal. Or you got practice, you'll run through, and then you got dress rehearsal, and then you got the live show. So you'll know by dress rehearsal if it's trash or not. You know what I'm saying? You could tell, you know what I mean? You get crickets, guess what? You ain't going to get on television that week. You feel me?
Yeah.
You could be at credits waving and stuff like, you know what I mean?
Did you ever have one that you thought would hit on SNL, and then you get out there during one of them runs, and it was like...
Man, you know, I try to block out negativity.
Hey, that's the way to live.
I'm trying to block out negativity. Yeah, did this like last week? Did like this week has not happened. I try to block out negativity, well, man. But you know, I mean, it's hit or miss. I mean, even when you get there Saturday, man, even during dress rehearsal, sometimes it can hit. And on live, it'd be a different crowd, mm-hmm. so it doesn't hit as hard, and you'd mm-hmm. be like, "Wow, I thought that was going to rock." I'll give you one example though. I was doing Barack dress rehearsal, and I improvised a line, and it killed. Right. So what they did was they took the line and they put it on the cue cards, and then on live, I stuttered through the line, and I was like, "How can I stutter when I just wrote it?" I just wrote it before. Like yeah. I literally came up with it and I couldn't deliver it, man. It's pressure, you feel me? It's a lot of pressure. But you just that's the charm of it, being able to rise to the occasion when those lights turn on, bro. You feel me? When that Krispy Kreme donut light come on, you gotta be ready to drip.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's real talk.
No doubt.
You know, no bull. No bull.
Has President Obama heard your impression?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That guy's pretty good. That's a pretty good guy. I mean, it sounds just like I do. You're going to do my job because I'm trying to get my hair back. It's turned. It has definitely turned Cisco, and it is definitely in Spanish, Viejo. You know what I mean? So yeah, that is. That's old in Spanish. Yeah, that's right. I'm on Duolingo. I know what I'm talking about. You feel me? Yeah, man. But, you know, he loves it, dog. I've never really had a problem with folks not liking impressions that I do.
Oh, that's good. That was my next question.
Except for Kanye West, probably. And that's because he just has a problem with life.
Yeah.
It got nothing to do with me. It's just that he don't want to.
Kanye's happy this week.
Is he?
Isn't he?
I don't know.
He was happy Tuesday. That's my guess.
Was he? I didn't see any.
My guess, Kanye's. Yeah.
Bro, I say the craziest thing that happened is I gave up smoking weed the day before the election. And I heard a voice that told me, nope, don't do it. I said, I'm not doing it no more. I flushed it down the toilet. It was kind of like, you know, you seen Michael B. Jordan in Fruitvale Station when he took the weed, he just dumped it all in the river.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a river, I had a toilet, so I flushed it. And then I saw the results and I said, I shouldn't have listened to that voice. I should have kept that stuff. But yeah, that's okay. I had some other stuff.
Did you go buy more weed?
Huh? I didn't. I'm not doing it no more. I'm done, bro. I'm done. I don't drink anymore.
Good for you.
You know what I mean? At one point, I was watching. I'm not watching adult stuff no more. I'm done off that. It's like I'm breaking all these chains, bro.
You're doing this all at once?
Yeah, this has been a progression. I mean, the first thing was the adult videos, you know what I mean? I was like, you know, I didn't feel like I was watching it too much. I stopped doing that, and then it became the drinking was after that, and now it's the smoking. It's mm-hmm. smoking weed. I don't do that no more. So
okay.
I'm on a whole different kick, bro.
Man, good for you. What are you filling that void with?
Well, the gospel, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's really what I'm doing. You know, I'm getting closer. My relationship to the Lord is getting super close, closer than it was when I was a kid, and I was really close back then. But now,
were you raised in the church?
Yes,
raised
in a super strict apostolic household and a church system. I don't know if you know about that. I mean, listen, it's just like it ain't no, it's like a denomination, Baptist, whatever. But you know, they just had a set of rules like Jehovah's Witnesses, which is crazy. But you know, now it's kind of we don't have those rules anymore. You know, you gotta read straight from the scroll, mm-hmm. and that's not what people were doing before. I mean, you could talk about many different denominations that do that. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna go into it. I'm not dissing. I don't want nobody to feel like ostracized or anything like that. But you know, you got some folks that have idols that they mm-hmm. pray to or whatever before they get to the guy. You mm-hmm. don't have to do that. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I'm not saying anything else. I'm just being honest with you. You know, you got to go straight to the source. And, you know, that power, man, I've felt it. I don't just believe in God because you know he's just this figment of whatever. I believe in God because I can feel God.
Mm.
That's why.
Mm.
It's not a I have faith. That's what it is. So, you know, whatever.
Did that make your chosen profession difficult?
No, I mean, but this happened, bro. I've had fun. Like, yeah, I was turning up a couple years ago. Like, COVID, woo! COVID, woo! You get out of here, man. I was having a lot of fun with a lot of beautiful ones. I'll say that. My party, my house was hell. That was crazy. My house was hell. But I had to, all that energy, man, I had to get all of that out of there, bro. So
get that.
Yeah, now it's different now, bro. And I feel it. I feel different.
You feel more locked into your work?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've never let my work get lax. You know, I work, but, you know, when I'm waking up early in the morning to go on Pornhub before I start doing my thing. You don't want to do that. You need to wake up early in the morning and pray, get your day started and get aligned. You know what I mean? Get focused, get centered, and then take care of everything. And then ask for guidance during the day so you don't snap off on somebody, you know. Keep those feelings and emotions zen. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I need the zen.
Yeah, hey, you know, and I don't know what is coming, but I tell everybody this, and I said it 2.5 years ago. I said, yo, for what's about to happen, everybody needs to learn how to code. Everybody needs to learn how to grow their own vegetables. Everybody needs to learn how to hunt. And everybody better have something registered just in case somebody hops over that damn fence and tries to come into your kingdom and take something from you. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what's happening. Chicken is $500 a piece right now.
About that.
I don't know why. Popeye should not be prices of Ruth Chris. That doesn't make any sense to me. So you get me, though.
No, absolutely.
You got to get ready. And I'm going to have me 2 cane corsos, too. It's going to bite some meats out some butts if people want to come over here and try to encroach upon my goddamn kingdom. I'm ready, because I had that happen already. Porch monkeys. There ain't no porch monkey. That's the wrong thing. It's porch pirate. It's a porch pirate. That's what it is. Porch pirates. That's what it is.
That was such an unfortunate slip.
Yeah, man. Porch pirates, man. People be, you know, be stealing stuff. Yeah. You know? But, you know, no more. You feel me? So I'm going to give me a dog. I'm going to name him JoJo. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That sound like a god dog, don't it?
Kind of.
JoJo.
Yeah, kind of.
Big mean. I'm talking about with all the spit, you know, dry spit on the corner.
Don't even come inside. Just a...
You know what I mean? That breed, like, you ever heard dog? That's how dog... That's what you got to deal with. You really, if you get through that, I'll give you everything in my house.
You can have whatever's in that Amazon package.
You deserve it. You have earned it. You deserve it. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
I'm being honest, man. Just being as honest and lucid as I can be. Damn. Look at people. Woo! That's crazy.
You got a comedian you like to watch?
Absolutely.
Who's your favorite?
I mean, listen, man, I love comedy in general. You feel me? Like, you know, because stuff is always funny. I watch everybody, man. I think Nikki Glaser is super funny right now. Her stuff is, you know, that Tom Brady roast, that joint was crazy. Of course, I love.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, that was really wild. Eddie Murphy has always been somebody that I've watched. Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Bernie Mac, Robin Harris, all of those. Those old school comedians. Mm-hmm. And besides that, it might just be something that comes on a reel that I'm just like, oh, that was really funny. You know what I mean? I think Josh Johnson, you know what I mean? He's coming up. You know what I mean? He's really funny. And, you know, the way that he's dropping material, he drops material like it's McDonald's, but it's good McDonald's. Mm-hmm. It's like McDonald's if they knew how to cook it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he does it the right way. If that McFlurry machine was working, that's what he's doing. It's like the perfect McDonald's thing, man. But there's a lot of comedians out there that I find hilarious. And of course, Cat Williams is super funny to me. I've always loved Cat. Martin, I think Martin's hilarious.
Martin's touring.
Martin is touring. And I was on a roll with him. Who was it for the Lit as F tour when he did that?
Yeah.
And I remember, bro, I was overseas shooting this movie in Tbilisi, which is Georgia, the country of Georgia, Tbilisi. Okay, mm-hmm. I was there. And there was a comedian who was on the road, and got booed in Atlanta. And I was like, oh, snap. And I was supposed to be on the tour the next week. I was like, oh, they booing people? I said, I got to keep my foot on their necks. We were at the Oracle Center or the Chesapeake Arena. Which one is it? What Golden State Warriors?
It used to be Oracle in Oakland.
It used to be Oracle?
Yeah,
Oakland. When did it change? When did it change?
They moved to San Francisco a couple of years ago.
A couple of years ago?
Yeah.
So before it was the Oracle.
It was Oracle,
it was Oracle. So I was at the Oracle.
Yeah, that's where he's at in next month.
Okay. So I was at the Oracle, and not only did I kill it, I got a standing ovation.
Okay.
Because I just kept my foot on their necks. I said, I am not catching an L, because if you catch an L and they record it, that's forever.
Yeah, it lives.
That's forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. And then everybody talking about it. So you can't catch it. And understand, the best comedians have been booed. You know what I'm saying? The best. Everybody. Bernie Mac has been booed. Eddie Murphy has been booed. Chris Rock has been booed. Dave Chappelle got booed. Everybody has been booed. If you have not been booed, I've been booed before. If you haven't been booed as a comedian, then you don't got any grit. Mm. You don't know. I think the comedians that don't go through that, they never break through that ceiling. Because when you do bomb, you have something to prove. It's like a chip on your shoulder. So you like, I got to be on point. And it just sharpens you that much more. You know what I'm saying?
You think Eddie could do it today if he wanted
Absolutely.
To? Really?
Absolutely. Now, I don't think he could say the same things that he said.
For sure. For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you work nonstop.
Absolutely.
Like, you work, you write, you all of that. Like, Eddie's been, like, making movies. Eddie's been doing, like, a whole different world.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be easy to go out there and just get current with jokes that hit.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, funny is funny. I was with him at the Mark Twain Prize Award ceremony where he received it, and you know, that material that he came up with, it was like he was playing and it was funny. He was playing.
I think he's my favorite of all time.
Absolutely. It's the callbacks, the family stories, the impressions, the accents, the pop culture, just topics that you would just talk. He's got everything, man. And if he comes back, that will be the fastest selling out tour ever. You think Dave Chappelle's joint sold out fast?
Yeah.
Chappelle be looking around like, hold on, son. I thought I was the one, baby. I thought I was the guy that was selling all the tickets. Eddie came and he just totally just destroyed my record. How you gonna sell out? How do you sell out the whole world in 2 minutes? It's impossible. He says it smokes. Stuff's ridiculous. That's real talk, man.
What would Eddie say?
Here we go.
I had to get one. Let me get one.
Y'all should have expected me to sell out space and should have expected me to sell out the world. I am who I am. Name one person in this world that hasn't seen Coming to America. I ain't talking about the second one. I'm talking about the first one. You know, the second one never happened. I didn't make that movie. It didn't happen. It never happened. And this is Eddie Murphy. This is the regular talking Eddie Murphy that just chills. As you know, he's got the turned up version of himself. Where it turn up? I turn up. I be oh, and doing all that. I don't do that stuff, man. That's just a character. You know, Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor, man, I wish I could say all the things that I want to say, but I can't because I don't want y'all to be unemployed. Shoot. You see, your hairline too nice to be unemployed. You feel me? And if you can't get that shaped up, you gonna look rough. Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I laugh at myself. I don't give a damn.
Yes, you should.
That's what it is, man. Oh, there we go. Wow, that is good. Yeah. I'm looking at the comments. You know you bombing if you look at the comments. And then people be putting dots.
Man, you could you could get lost in them comments, man. Hey. That's a wild group, but that's our squad right there.
You know what? That's something else I had to learn to do. Real talk. Something else I had to learn to do was just not focus so much on what people, the negativity of the internet, what people were saying. I used to be obsessed with that because, you know, it's like you're a kid, you want everybody to like you, you know, but you're not gonna, everybody ain't gonna like you. And that's fine. You ain't got to like me. Mm-hmm. Shoot, I got my check. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You ain't got the like. Notice that everybody's not going to like you. But at the same time, if you can get enough people to like you and enough people to follow you, man, listen, you good, dog. You good. You feel me? Jesus had a lot of haters. That's all I'm saying. You feel me? He only had 12 followers at one time. You feel me?
Talk about it. Yeah.
Now you see how it's expanded to this beautiful culture of folks, you know, and that's what it's all about, brother. It's all about putting some truth out there and having everybody follow it. That's what it's about.
Tonight and Saturday?
Yeah. Tonight and Saturday.
There you go. Punchline Comedy Club. Jay Farrell, appreciate you so much, man. I know you've been on the move all morning. You was hanging out with our friends over at Fox 40 this morning.
Yeah. I was the first thing I wanted to say was, who voted for Trump? But I ain't do that, you know.
Well,
who voted for Trump? All right, cool. Hey, listen, Latin man, listen. Hey, y'all better not say nothing tonight. About 57% of y'all, I'm still kind of pissed. I ain't even going to lie. I'm not going to lie. Oh, my God. We going for Donald Trump. You know, they was all. And I, yeah, he's going to bring Mega America great again. Yay, the Mega hat. Yay. Yay, I love him. I love him so much. Yay. I love it, that one, I mean. Yeah, man. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. I got a lot of questions about some of them results, man.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Hey, you know what, man? Whatever, dog. It is what it is. It just baffles me when folks say things like, yo, Trump was president 4 years ago. Nobody died. Where the hell you been at? What you mean nobody died? Do you remember COVID?
I remember saying, well, I guess it's not the end of the world in 2016. And then 2020 rolls around and it's like, well, goddamn. Goddamn. March of 2020. I guess I was wrong.
Listen, the world is on fire. But if there's one thing that we can say, we are going to survive and get through it. That's it. We're strong, brother. We're strong. We're resilient. And at the end of the day, bro, this is America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Land of the free and home of the Trump. Home of the Trump.
Word is, that's the new slogan. They're going to change the words starting January 6th.
Land of the free, home of the Trump. It's absolutely phenomenal. I can't believe these people tried to shoot me. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. They're eating your cats, eating your dogs. They're turning the puppies into hush puppies. Why does he always do these? It's the hands, man.
The
air. He's like, he's like, he got a hot meatball in his mouth. He can't cool it off. Hey, man, you better spit that out for burn your tongue off, bro. I know about hot. I know about that, though. I know about trying to blow. Listen, you can't even say nothing.
Yeah, you're struggling.
You can't even say nothing no more.
Nope.
That's wild.
Yep.
Diddy over there ticked off because he can't get filet mignon on his birthday. Negro, you are in prison. Oh, you in jail, okay? You ain't gone to the other one yet, but you in prison right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy your crackers and your cheese, my G. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your crackers and your cheese. I don't know what they eat. I didn't know what they eat in jail. I ain't never been there before. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what the heck they
eat. I'm guessing it's not crackers and cheese,
It ain't crackers.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know.
Maybe because it was his birthday, he got cracker, cheese, and wine.
That's what it is. It was his birthday. He was allowed a glass of wine. You know what I mean? That's wild. The world is on fire. The world is on fire. That's why we all need to laugh. We all need to forget about things, even if it's for an hour. So tonight, you make sure you come out to my goddamn show. Make sure you come out to the Punchline tonight, man. Get some of this comedy, John, man, for real, dog. Because listen, there are crackers there, though. Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Somebody said bread, water, top ramen. Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Now, I know they got ramen noodles. But the economy, speaking of ramen noodles, the economy going to get so bad. Economy is recovering, right? But things are so expensive, I would not be surprised if you walked into an Italian restaurant and for the spaghetti and meatballs, when it come out, it'd be some ramen noodles with some goddamn bacon bits. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised if that happens. And then you got to buy
and it'll cost
your
you $65.
Own sauce. And it will cost you $65, all right? Lord Jesus, we all got to start eating pot pies again. You remember pot pies? They were 25 cents a piece. They sell them at Walmart. You get in the back. Now, they mad. They got a lot of fat in them. But God dang it, them joints is good. I was a fat kid. I was. I had a body shape of Nicki Minaj back in the day. It's all good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's over now. I ain't got that no more.
Okay.
I'm sure, and I'm glad, too, now. You know, I ain't trying to have nobody look at my clappers.
I got you.
Yeah, people imagine trying to clap your cheeks and all that different type of stuff. You see, hey, don't go to the parties.
Well, yeah, don't go to the
You ain't never
parties.
Been, right?
Nah.
Okay.
You?
No. I've never been so happy to not be at a party in my life. Mm-mm.
I ain't never been.
I got invited 2 years ago. I said, Diddy party? I said, oh, no, I'm good. I heard about him. I know he do.
Man, that's been out there forever, too.
Yeah, man, we know everybody known about it. Ain't nobody said nothing. You know what I'm saying? They said, bro, up here doing a whole comedy set. Oh, come on, man. I'm just chilling. I'm just talking trash, bro. I'm just talking trash, bro. Real talk, man. Yeah.
But I appreciate you pulling up, man. Thank you.
Come on, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Absolutely. Somebody every time.
Somebody said, just say no to baby oil. That's hilarious. Wow.
Jay Farrell, Punchline Comedy Club, tonight and Saturday. Go check them out. We'll come back more here. Dealing with KC on ESPN 1320. Sky River Casino, where we will be live this Monday. Hope you can pull up on us Veterans Day. Hopefully you got the day off and you could come celebrate with us. Beginning at 10 a.m., first time ever, the Insiders are going to do their show live at Sky River Casino. We got some great cross promotion going on there with Jiffy Lube. Big thanks to our man Matt and everybody over there at Jiffy Lube for working together with Sky River, helping make this broadcast happen. Again, it starts at 10 a.m. with the Insiders dealing with KC. We'll take the stage at 12 o'clock. And then we'll watch basketball together, man. We've got the Kings and the Spurs coming up on Monday. We might head over to the Humidor. Check that. Dump that. We are heading over to the Humidor for some whiskey and cigars after a good afternoon of drinks being poured, food being eaten. We're going to have a really good time together. Appreciate all of the people in the chatty house who got a laugh out of Jay Farrell. Obviously, very, very funny individual. If you haven't seen Jay's work, and I think everybody has outside of what he just did. If you haven't seen Jay Farrell's work, go check it out on YouTube. He is he's one of the funniest dudes in the game. His impressions are second to none. I was telling the chatty house during the commercial break, I've been around comedians long enough. I've been in this game long enough to know when someone is kind of an expert in that field. You don't pull their string and go, hey, what would Chris Rock say? You don't like really do that stuff, but when he hit the Dave Chappelle as it related to Eddie Murphy, I wanted to hear that Eddie impression so bad because I know like all of his impressions are really, really good, but I'm a huge Eddie Murphy fan and I wanted him hear him drop that one time. But that was a good time. I hope everybody got a good laugh out of that. Will Z going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes, about 7 minutes or so, a little less than that. My man Will Z will be with us, and we will get ready for the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. We were talking a little bit about Bobby Portis just before Jay joined us. Bobby Portis, because I think TC called. TC was talking about trades. Bobby Portis is a name that Kings fans like. Bobby Portis is a name that James Hamm really likes. He comes up in different conversations, everybody kind of looking at the way things are working for the Sacramento Kings, feeling like the addition of DeMar DeRozan is really working For the Sacramento Kings, and you know, Domas playing at an incredibly high level, De'Aaron finding his flow with everything, De'Aaron making sure everybody's involved, Malik being Malik, and I really do think, excuse me, despite the efficiency or the shooting percentages, I think we got a great version of, Keegan Murray right now. I think Keegan Murray is doing a lot of different things that are amazing. For Sacramento, I think he's doing a lot of things that are really helping out Sacramento. And the fact that he's still aggressive with his shot goes a long way. The fact that he's still taking regularly 17 shots, because that would be a thing that would bother me, is if Keegan was shooting like 8 times per game, 9 times per game, 10 times per game. Like, Keegan has the ability to score at a high level. And you can't score at a high level if you're not getting those shots up. And Keegan is doing that. And as the, you know, season gets going and you start to evaluate stuff and you start to look at the way that, guys are playing, you start to look at certain fits. I know there's been a concern about the depth right now. There's been a concern about the way that second unit is playing. Obviously, you got Malik scoring at a very solid rate. You got Keon doing the different things that he does. Then it kind of falls off after that. And Trey Lyles hasn't found his groove, and Trey Lyles is really important to what Sacramento does. When he's hitting, he's really important to what Sacramento does. He's really important to the way that Sacramento plays. And it's kind of, what can you do to elevate to a, all right, like, this is a good squad. Okay, we saw this. What can we do to elevate to a one seed? What can we do to make sure the depth is there to get to a conference finals, to a conference finals, something along those lines? And Bobby Portis's name is a name that has come up a lot. The Bucks got their second win of the season last night. They beat the Utah Jazz. Giannis and Dame combined for 65 points. We've seen them combine for a ton of points this year and not necessarily walk away with a victory. They walked away with that victory last night. And a big reason was Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis, he was the third man. He had 19 in that one. Now, the pause button is, yeah, they were playing Utah, dog. Milwaukee is a better team than Utah. Milwaukee is a significantly better team than the Utah Jazz. But you're looking for, like, little grains of excitement for the Milwaukee Bucks, or if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan. And it's like, all right, you get that win. What could we do to build upon this? Because at some point, you've got to start building. Because if you don't, before you know it, Thanksgiving is going to be over and we're going to be into Christmas. We're into Christmas now. We're talking 10, 11, 12 games under 500. Like, then if you're Milwaukee, like, what do? I think that's a bit extreme. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they've got enough win streaks, I guess, in them to balance this out a little bit. How good is Milwaukee? I don't know. One thing I'm confident in saying, a handful of games into the season, 8-9 games into the season, they're not what I thought they were going to be. I thought some of the death of the Milwaukee Bucks stuff, I thought that was completely overblown. I was wrong. Let's go back to the start of the show, where sometimes you have to admit that you're wrong. I was wrong about the Golden State Warriors. They're a significantly better basketball team than I thought. I was wrong about the Milwaukee Bucks, because it appears they're a significantly worse basketball team than I thought. And it's not just like the way that they're playing. Sometimes you can look at a team and you can see the way they're playing going, I don't think they're as bad as their record says they are. Or, I don't think they're as good as their record says they are. The Bucks don't look good. And I don't know what fixes that. Like, I don't know that the return of Chris Middleton, whatever version of Chris Middleton is left, God bless him, I don't know what that does. So if the idea is we're going 60-plus with Dame on a nightly basis and we've got to rely on Bobby Portis approaching 20, my dog, I don't think that works. I think Bobby Portis is good. Bobby Portis does some good things, but we're going to do that? And that's how you succeed? I don't think that's it. My sincerest apologies. We went long with Jay. We're going to step out real quick. Again, big apologies to the radio audience. Stick around, though. Will Z joins us. We'll get our focus back on the Sacramento Kings. We'll get everything back moving correctly. We appreciate you for hanging out. It's Steelin' with KC, brought to you by Sky River, here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Sky River Casino, where we'll be live this Monday at 32 Brew Street. 32 Brew Street doesn't even open at 10 o'clock, but they're opening for us. So you could get in there and watch the Insiders live. Of course, Steelin' with KC take the air at 12 o'clock. 6 hours of broadcasting live there at 32 Brew Street. We hope you can pull up on us. If you can, bring some canned food. We're kicking off our canned food drive for the Elk Grove Food Bank right there at Sky River Casino this Monday, this Veterans Day. We'll be out there for the Insiders at 10, Steelin' with KC at 12. And then, of course, we're going to watch the game together, the Kings and the Spurs, beginning at 5 o'clock. Our man Will Z of SI with us here. And, Will, you've got your own things going on this Sunday. We want to get Kings fans out to.
Yeah, this Sunday at Bike Dog Brewing's East Sac location. It's a new spot for them. They have a projector. We'll be watching the game. I'll be doing stats live there. I'll bring my laptop so you could see some of the behind-the-scenes work that goes into all the numbers that I tweet out before, during, and after games. Should be a good time. So come and hang out on some back-to-back days for some watch parties. It's great.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. Bike Dog Brewing, the East Sac location. Kings and Suns beginning at 5 o'clock, 1210 66th Street there in East Sac. Great stuff from our man Will, man.
You
really proud of you.
Much better at this whole plug the what's going on thing than I am.
Been doing this a while, man. Been doing this a while. There are so many different elements to talk about the Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what do you think of this Clippers matchup?
It's really intriguing. I didn't realize the Clippers were kind of built the way they are as a mm-hmm. defensive team, but I like it as a, we talk about the Suns as a test for the Kings. I like this as kind of an initial test where the Clippers aren't, they're 4-4, so they're not like at the top of the standings like the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings haven't played a team like them. The Kings have played some pretty bad defenses. So this is by far the best defense that they'll go up against early in the season. So we'll kind of be able to see, was the Kings being good on offense partially because of who they were playing, or are they actually just good on offense? So that's kind of what I'm taking going into it and what I'll be looking for.
What do you think about the Kings defensively? That's something we were talking about a little bit yesterday, and I think, and I forgot the number. I might be able to find it here real quick. I think they're 9th in the league in defensive efficiency.
I think 11th.
11th, okay.
Yeah, and I really like what they're doing on defense. You can just see the concepts that they're doing, and the numbers kind of back it up. But everyone talks about their deflections and steals, and like that's what clearly stands out. So if you look at those 9.1 steals, that's fifth most in the league, and they're forcing 15.8 turnovers, that's also fifth most. So those go hand in hand, and the points off turnovers, they're getting 21.1 points off of those turnovers. So that's how they're kind of generating their easy looks. But if you look at it a little more, it appears that they are really focusing on keeping opponents away from the rim as much as possible. So opponents are only shooting 21.5 restricted area field goals against them. That's the fewest in the league. And they're shooting 20.6 floater area field goals. That's third most in the league. So just kind of pushing the opponent out just a little bit. It's kind of a fine line of what's floater area, what's restricted area. They're both still in the paint. So you see the points in the paint evens out. But obviously, it's a good strategy. You want someone the further away from the basket, the harder the shot is going to be. So you're turning a layup into a little floater mm-hmm. or a dunk into a push shot. Just the little things like that. I think we're seeing an uptick in the corner threes. They're giving up 11.1 corner threes per game. That's fourth most in the league. And I think that's because they're focusing so much on the passing lanes and clogging the paint. But I really like all of the different areas on defense, they make sense together, and I think they fit their personnel, and we're seeing a lot of players kind of thrive defensively that I don't think we thought would be the case going into this year.
Is there a particular player that stands out with what they're doing defensively?
Yeah, I think Fox is like the main one. which I know you guys went over the numbers yesterday. Like, it's just ridiculous what he's doing. And he definitely deserves to be in that elite two-way conversation. But I'm really impressed with DeRozan. I think I saw Fox being a plus defender this year. I didn't see DeRozan being as impactful on defense. I thought he would be average at best. But I think he's been a lot better than that. Kevin Huerter, I think, has been better. Just a lot of players playing a little bit better on defense, and then the trio of Keegan, Fox, and Keon kind of being plus-plus defenders makes them a really well-rounded defense, just like we see them well-rounded on offense.
Yeah. I wish De'Aaron got more attention for what he was doing on the defensive end.
Yeah.
If
he keeps it up, like, he has to. And if people don't give him the recognition, then that's a bad job on their part. But he is playing legit. I really struggle to find a guard that's playing better on both ends of the ball. Derek White has just been phenomenal this year, and he brings it on both sides too. But he doesn't create for himself, I think, like Fox does and for others.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fox needs the recognition, and hopefully people open their eyes to it, and I'll try and push out as much with articles as I can.
Yeah, it's wild that, like, you can't, you scream and scream about, well, you know, the Sacramento Kings got that potent offense, but boy, if they want to be something, they got to be better defensively. It's like, okay. Well, they did. Not only did they, but their best player is kind of leading, figuratively, leading the charge on the defensive end. Obviously, Keegan's playing really well on the defensive end, too. You mentioned Keon Ellis. Like, I think there's a handful of guys that are playing great on the defensive end. And to talk about three players on the Sacramento Kings being, you know, upper echelon defenders is something that's very new for many of us.
Yeah. Didn't even know that was a possibility, that you can have that type of roster construction.
And Keegan, at some point, you talk about getting attention. Keegan at some point is going to start being mentioned, you know, down the line as one of the better two-way players in the entire league.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that may hurt Fox too is I think Keon will get a lot of the credit for the defensive side of the ball in terms of him playing the same position as Fox. He's the very easy, he's an easy topic to talk about for someone who doesn't watch the Kings maybe every game. Is you just automatically go to, oh, the Kings are playing better on defense. Keon must be playing really well on that side of the ball. So Keegan will probably get more credit than Fox at the end of the year. But again, it's hard to know. But Keegan has just looked so good this year. And I haven't looked at his individual numbers lately, but him being able to go out and guard the best wing defender and feeling so comfortable with that is such a luxury to have. Which even last year with him, we kind of had, but not at this level.
Sincerest apologies to those listening on the radio. You're missing one of the more spectacular moments, I think, in show history, where Will's dog is sitting directly behind his shoulder in perfect view of the camera. And it's just spectacular. What is the pup's name?
Gracie.
That's just tremendous. Yeah. Absolutely tremendous.
I'll leave it there.
Most dog-friendly show on the radio right here. Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM West Sacramento, 98.5 FM Carrick's QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app. Will, something that you wrote about on Twitter recently, the Kings, and this is something I don't think any of us predicted heading into the season, the Kings are winning basketball games without hitting threes.
And it's so fun. Like, it's really great going into a game not having to rely on the three-point shooting.
Yeah.
Where it was so up and down last year, and I think by the end of the season, we were all a little sick of it. But if you look at the numbers this year, in their wins from three-point, they're shooting 32.9%. In their losses, they're at 31.9%. So a 1% difference, pretty minimal. Their attempts are actually lower in wins than losses, 32.2 in wins, 37.7 in losses. So they aren't shooting as much from beyond the arc when they win, which is, I think, ironic because we all are saying, can you shoot more threes? But if you look at last year, the splits for attempts was the same pretty much against wins versus losses, 31.9 versus 39.5. So a wash there. But the percent in wins, 38.8. 33.8 in losses, so a 5% difference in losses. So we're just seeing them not have to make the three, and a lot of that has been they've turned into a mid-range shooting team, which is totally understandable with DeRozan. I think we all expected that to go up this year. I don't know if we expected it to go up as much as it has, but they lead the league with 15.1 mid-range field goals per game. For some reference, last year they were at 8.8, and DeMar DeRozan this year on his own is attempting 9.3, which would rank 11th in the team rankings.
Oh, wow.
So he's shooting more mid-range field goals himself than 19 NBA teams, which is just wild. But he's making them at like a 52% clip, and that's become a go-to play for them. Is like get in the post, let him work, little fade away, post up, whatever he wants to do in that spot. If a double team comes, they kick out of it. Like it's worked really well for them, and I think takes away some of their shot-making variance. So between that, they are an excellent two-point percentage team as well, just overall. I know they were, I think, second in the league to only the Cavs. And if you're anywhere around a stat with a team that's 9-0, that seems like a good thing.
Yeah.
So I just really like the way they're playing on offense. I think it's very sustainable. The free throw percentage will probably come down a little. They're still leading the league at 84.1. But if it reminds me so much of 2 years ago in the original Beam team. That's when they had the highest two-point percentage in the league. They, I think, hit their free throws better 2 years ago than last year.
Yeah.
So we're seeing them kind of revert to what worked so well 2 years ago when they had the best offense in the league. And I think that's a good thing.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.